have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you hit that play button, so glad you did. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in. So glad that you are here, whether it's for the first time or the 300th time. Yes, we're that deep into the show in our sixth year, over 300 episodes now. And let's just dive right into it. This show's all about personal, professional, and leadership development. If you didn't know that by now, if you are brand new, that's what we talk about week in and week out. As of right now, I don't have any guests on the show. It's just from wisdom gained over a lifetime and years and years of study, formal study, informal study, independent study, degrees, whatever you want, it's all in there. Stuff that has really transformed my life. That's what I think is important, because a lot of people can join programs, get a book or go through an expensive online platform and then get that stamp. You're certified. You got it. Go get them, Tiger. Right? And then, but that doesn't mean that they have made all of that knowledge work in their lives, right? And you know that I am all about, well, you don't know that if you're listening for the first time, I'm all about application and action, what I also refer to as modeling and demonstrating. Because we're really talking about universal law here. We're talking about the laws that exist that are, not theory, not something that works for some people and doesn't work for other people. Laws, natural laws, universal laws are like that. They are, we're all bound by them. We're all, gravity operates on the individual the same. It doesn't matter race, color, creed, gender, all of that stuff. Doesn't matter. Gravity is gravity. There's laws of gravity. There's laws of aerodynamics. There's laws of mathematics that are, right? So that's what I talk about here. Laws that are natural, universal laws, metaphysical laws, universal laws that have an influence and impact when we cooperate with them intentionally and specifically to affect our conditions, our experiences, our circumstances, and impact them in such a way that we produce a desirable experience, a desirable objective. And more I've been applying this information, especially since, September of last year, when I became a franchisee of Leadership Management International, applying this information to our business life, our professional life. But everything I talk about, you can take the golden nuggets that you hear in here and apply them to your life personally and professionally. And I think that's really important anyway, no matter what path you're on, no matter what you want to experience in your life, no matter what your objective is, you want to tie personal and professional goals together. You want them to intertwine. Because if you are just going after a professional goal, which often I find individuals going after a professional goal, that's not necessarily their goal, it's someone else's. Well, my boss really wants me to do this. Well, if your head and heart's not in the game, you're not going to be as effective as you are when you wrap some personal ambition into that. you can be the team player, and you should be the team player, right? But, you know, have some skin in the game. You know, if it's a corporate goal, a corporate objective, yeah, you want to do that. You want to contribute. You know, your goal is to contribute. You want to feel good about yourself and all those things. But you want to have some kind of reward-based system in place for yourself in the form of a personal goal that you're working on at the same time. So all that's in another show, in another episode, and I've talked about that extensively before. What we're getting back to is, and this comes on the heels of me doing my 300th show, where I talked about my own death and resurrection. So that's how all the model and demonstrating application and action and proving it in my own life comes to fruition here in this podcast. And saying, hey, here it is. Apply it in your life. Take action. Study this. But beyond that, don't just click these shows on and listen and hey, I like that. Because this isn't a motivational show. It's proven to be an inspirational show, with a keyword being in, within you, not within me. I'm not the difference maker. You are. You can make a difference in your own life when you start to find the answers within and apply it in your own life. So this show is about helping you to rise to a new vista, to rise to a new perspective, to engage with your mental faculty of perception and see things perhaps in a different way, perhaps with some greater clarity than you have experienced before. And then taking that information, saying, you know, yeah. And getting, you know, getting those aha moments, receive those, hey, the light bulb's going off for me now, or going on. What is it, going on or going off? Let me know. But then applying it in your life and proving it. Yeah, here's a law. Here's a concept that I haven't thought of before. I'm going to take that this week, right now, not next week. And what I started to say was, this isn't a show where you just click the button, listen, feel good, and then move on and wait for the next episode. This is a show for you to take notes with, to listen to again and again and again, to write down the ideas, the concepts, the laws that I talk about, and then take them and apply them in your life and prove them to be true for you. All right? So what we started talking about after I did my death and resurrection podcast and kind of wrapped that up last episode, I went back to something I started in December before we took the holiday break. And that was taking a peek at the book by Charles Hanel called The Master Key System. This time looking at it, I've taken points from here before, but this time taking the points from it and applying it to our professional life, although everything in here really applies to our personal life as well. But I want to interject ways that this can impact your leadership development. And, you know, you can say, well, you know, I'm not in charge of anybody else. I'm really not a leader. Well, you are. You're a leader of your own life. You're a leader of how you step out into the world around you. You are a leader of how you show up. You are being observed. Right? Just as you're out in your community and you don't know necessarily what's going to move into your field of experience, or what I should say, what you're going to attract into your field of experience. And as I should say, since you're listening to this show and you want greater and greater and more beneficial experiences to move into your life, you're going to come to a point where you will have to be more and more of a leader. Maybe you'll have that divine idea that has inspired you and you want to pursue it. Well, you're going to have to be a leader of others to show them, hey, get on the team. I want to make this happen. So take it all in. Take what works for you as you come to understand it. Look for that understanding within yourself. Listen, let it sink in, soak in it a little bit, saturate yourself with it through the repetition. It's the repetition that makes the difference. and then go from there. Now, as we looked at this work, it's an interesting work, this master key system, because he doesn't really call them chapters, he calls them parts. And within each part, it's all points. Point one, point two, point three, point, you know, there's not lengthy paragraphs, they're all points. And in this first one, and I'm going to skip and jump around a little bit, and that's why I'm working to give you a picture of what this looks like. There's 45 points in part one. And I shared the first four. Let me review those with you real quick. Number point one, that much gathers more is true on every plane of existence, and that loss leads to greater loss is equally true. I'm not going to talk about that when I did that last week, all right? So go back and listen to that. Listen to all these. You know, they'll make a difference in your life. Number two is mind is creative, and conditions, environment, and all experience in life are the result of our habitual or predominant mental attitude. And what's attitude? Thoughts, feelings, actions, a combination of all of those. That is the one you absolutely positively must get if you're on this positive path for living on purpose. The attitude of mind depends upon what we think. This is point three. Therefore, the secret of all power, all achievement, and all possession depends upon our method of thinking. Where are you on this? Are you predominantly negative, or the glass is half empty, or are you lean to more on the positive side? The glass is half full. You have to do some self-assessment here, and I'm not talking about engaging that inner critic to beat yourself up. I'm thinking you gotta find that starting point. What do you tend to do? What do you believe in that is not supportive? Where did that belief come from? Point four, this is true because we must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent which we are, and what we are depends upon what we think. Any model of coaching, consulting, development, we'll talk about be, do, and have, right? And there's a lot of stuff out there that'll get the order wrong. Sure, we want to identify what we want to have in our experience, in our life experience, but we have to be. That's what this point is talking about. We have to be it. We have to become it first, in the thoughts we think, in the words we speak, and in the actions that we take. And let me just use a simple example. Most people get it when I use this example. Let's just look at the concept of love. If you want to have love, you don't just walk out the door, I want to get some love in my life. You have to be it first. You have to become what love is. You have to become what love is in every thought, in every word, in every action. You have to wake up in the morning and say, I am love. I am a great, grand expression of all that love is. And every thought today and every word I speak, I want to be an expression of love. So you're becoming it, right? And that's just an example. So take anything that you want, that you're working on in your life, whether it's wealth and finances, whether it is relationships, whether it is health and physical fitness, you have to be that. And we be that by becoming it first in thought, using the power of our imagination, building out the design, visualizing it, using the gift of imagination, seeing it with our mind's eye. How does that look? Whatever the goal is for you, whatever the objective is for you, and this is personally and professionally again, this is how it applies to your own leadership development. If you're starting out in a company and you want to move up the ranks, right? You want to get that promotion, you have to be it first. You have to show up as that first. So that's what this part one is talking about. It's about going within and doing this work. Point five, which we didn't talk about yet, and I'm going to share this for the first time here, is we cannot express powers that we do not possess. The only way by which we may secure possession of power is to become conscious of power. And we can never become conscious of power until we learn And here's the key, that all power is from within. Don't skip over this. All your power is within you. Where do we find that power? Well, I just shared that with you. Did you get that? Did you apprehend that golden nugget? You go within, you apprehend this power by realizing you have the ability to make a choice. Remember I said earlier, do some evaluation, some self-assessment without being overly critical. Where do I tend to lean? To the negative side of thing, to the darkness, to the dark cloud, to the pessimistic point of view? Or am I more optimistic? Am I living in a state of positive expectation? See, your seat of power lies within you in the ability to make choices. That's what attitude is all about, thoughts and feelings and actions. I can have a new thought. I used to think this way about something, but I can choose to have a new thought about that. And maybe the thought that I used to have, that I used to hold on to about that, maybe that's inaccurate. Maybe that's an error thought. Maybe it's based on an assumption or some kind of judgment that is inaccurate. So that's why we're doing this work. And then it really starts to blossom from there. I have the seat of power where I can begin to create, where I can begin to choose different thoughts, where I can get to the point where I see myself as I truly want to be, as I really am. Because you wouldn't even have the desire if you weren't already the seed of all that can be for you within you. So it's already there. We're just uncovering it. We're peeling back the layers. We're getting to the wants and the desires and the objectives. And we're getting to them by first getting to that state of being and finding that within and infusing that with the life experience we want to make manifest in our physical world. But we're not looking to the physical world or the world without for any input. We're finding it all within because it's all in there. Let's continue with this. Point six, there is a world within, a world of thought and feeling and power, of light and life and beauty. And although invisible, its forces are mighty. And you're going to get this here in a second here, because the world that we experience outside of us, our physical world that we move about in, has its cause, has its beginnings, has its genesis, and what we're holding onto within consciousness. So that's why it's so important to get this. You want to apprehend this and hold on to all of this and say, you know, it's right. I've always think this about something, and that's what tends to show up in my experience. It's just the way it works. It's just law. So you want to really get this. This is another aspect of our seat of power, to really understand that we can deliberately and intentionally be at cause for what's showing up in our lives. When you really get this and start right now to prove it, even in small ways, if this is something new to you, you can prove it at work, you can prove it in your professional position or individually, or just do it with the example I gave, for instance. Do it with love. Do it with your partner. Do it with your spouse. Do it with your significant other. Be more of what love is and see how that returns to you. Then go, you're right. That worked for me this week. I hear it all the time. No, go do it. And then say, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. You're influencing your attitude, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and then you get a reaction from that adjustment. And look at it as an adjustment. It's an adjustment in your thinking, and you get to do that. You have the power to do that. I want things to be different in my life. I want to have things show up for me in a different way. Well, then I have to adjust my thinking, my thoughts, the world within. So I do that in a certain way that's in alignment with what I want to experience. Point seven, the world within is governed by mind. When we discover this world, we shall find the solution for every problem, the cause for every effect. And since the world within is subject to our control, all laws of power and possession are also within our control. You know, I saw that one and, you know, I'm thinking, boy, does this ever apply to the world of business and our professional lives? It really does. I mean, again, laws apply to all. Laws apply to our professional life, in the corporate boardroom, in our corporate environment, in our professional working experience. It's still the same. Human beings are still wired the same way. So all this is very valid. Don't brush it off. Don't think, hey, it's not for you. Hey, I'm working on this big project at work. This is, don't come at me with that stuff. Well, this is how it works. This is how you got a big problem at work. Listen to this again. The world within is governed by mind. We know that everything that shows up on the outer is coming from the thoughts that we think and what we create within ourselves. When we discover this world, we shall find the solution for every problem. So if you have a problem in your professional life, in the workplace, something that has to start showing up in a different way, you go within for the solution. You don't go over to Watkins and beat him up because his sales are down. You go in and find the solutions within yourself. How can you have an impact on those overall sales? Whatever it is. The answers are within you. Get quiet. Find that spot. Push back a little bit. Go within and just know this for right now. Just know this. The world within is governed by your mind. And then that is where you're going to find the solution for every problem. We read this in all the great business books. We read this in Think and Grow Rich. We read it in everything that's out there. Get quiet. All the great minds have did this. The Edisons and the Rockefellers, I mean, they went within to that secret silent place, just kind of pushed back, got calm, turned it over to infinite mind, and waited for the answers to show up. So, hey, we're out of time already here. Wow. So we went through 7 points. We'll pick up there and talk about all these and how they apply and how you can take action on them in your life. For now, hey, listen to this again. Listen to this a couple times. I would suggest listening to this every day for a week. This is coming at you. It's free content. It's very valuable in my humble opinion. And I'm sharing it with you. But we can go deeper too. And I invite you to go deeper and reach out to me and get on my calendar and let's have a conversation. And let's determine if there's a way I can be of further assistance to you personally, professionally, and when it comes to your own leadership development, when it comes to your organization or your corporation's development, I do all that work. We can talk about programs and showcases and open enrollments of things I have coming up. So this is what I do. This is the kind of training and the development work I do. Reach out to me, successappointment.com. It'll show up in your time zone. It's my calendar. That's all it is. It's not a sales page or anything like that. It's successappointment.com, simply my calendar and your time zone. Let's have a conversation about this. I'm also looking for individuals, number one, that would be interested in being a solo sponsor of this show. So I'm not looking for a bunch of little guys. I'm looking for one big guy that wants to take this show on. I looked at the numbers and I'm ready for that because they're staggering and they're going up all the time. And these are numbers from downloads all over the world for this podcast. So we're having an impact. We're doing something right here. So just keep sharing from the heart. So if you know anybody that way, or if you know somebody that wants to step into the wonderful world of personal, professional, and leadership development and develop a lucrative income for themselves within their own business, reach out. Same calendar, successappointment.com, and let's have a conversation about that as well. For now, that's going to do it for this show. You have been listening to the Genesis Frequency, all about personal, professional, and leadership development And this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.